So today's message in our Guard Your Heart series is called Beauty for Ashes. And so just want to reemphasize what we're looking at here, guarding your heart, being in a place of protecting your heart. We live in a world that so many things are happening at the moment, and we're getting torn left, right, and center. And we're trying to stand on a platform and show the world that Jesus is Lord in our own lives. And yet that platform is crumbling beneath us because so many different things are taking place. The question of what is truth is still hovering and hanging around us. And in fact, I think it's getting harder and harder to find out where we are when we stand in a place of truth. So today I want to bring our thinking of guarding your heart to a place of beauty for ashes. I think it's very appropriate coming out of Easter. We've just had Easter, and this month, this place of trying to gather our heads around, you know, the death and resurrection of Jesus, what it means for us personally, how we view our faith journey in a world that's spinning around us. And so I want to bring us to Isaiah 63 and read these words coming through. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. To console those who mourn in Zion, being Jerusalem, to give them beauty for ashes, something's taking place and something beautiful needs to come out of this difficult situation. To give them an oil of joy for their place that they're mourning, there's sadness. To give them a garment of praise because there's a spirit of heaviness over them. All of this so that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that who may be glorified? That he may be glorified. Somehow out of difficult, hard, horrible situations, we look for beauty to come out of that, to be transformative for each one of us. What does that mean for us today? We're going to look at that. So let's pray and ask for God's wisdom to help us understand what this is all about. So, Lord Jesus, we're coming before you this morning. We long for beauty to come out of ashes. We long for a spirit of joy with the heaviness that we have around us. We need to see oaks of righteousness. We need to see people that are strong, that know what they believe and what they understand, and people can see them and understand that there's hope. Lord Jesus, speak through me today. May our spiritual hearts be ready to receive what you want us to hear today. And may we understand that you can turn anything around. You can change ashes into something beautiful. Thank you, Lord, because you bring hope to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Who knows what this weekend is? Sorry? Anzac weekend, all right? Isn't it Anzac weekend? Yes? Wall of Memorial. When we think of Anzac weekend, when we think of this weekend being a memorial weekend, we think of the ashes that war brings. The horribleness of war. And we look somehow for some beauty in those ashes of war. So I've just done a little bit of a think about what that would mean. And I would consider this place, who knows who this might be? Simpson, okay? And his donkey, right? And we memorialize Simpson and his donkey. We memorialize this place where out of the ashes of war, we see somebody who was rescuing those who were struggling, who'd gone to rescue. We see someone who's gone to help out in the most difficult situation. And we see beauty, a heart, a good heart, beautiful heart coming out of the ashes of war in our understanding. And World War II, who knows this gentleman? Any idea? Sorry? Yes, Desmond Doss. And if you know that there's been a movie made about his story, Hacksaw Ridge, right? But his story is that he's saved or rescued 75 men off this cliff, lowering them down, wounded, and rescuing them and helping them out. Again, we're looking at beauty in the ashes. The horribleness of war and pain and suffering, and we're looking for something in that hard place that's going to make a difference, where we see humanity come or hope coming through. Who's heard of this lady? Corrie Ten Boom. If you haven't heard of her, then do some research on her. Corrie's family were taken to the concentration camp because they were hiding some Jews. There's a story called The Hiding Place. But please read her story. Powerful evangelist. Would you ever say that you're thankful for fleas? The story around being thankful for fleas was the German soldiers wouldn't come into those bedrooms of the concentration camp because they didn't want the fleas. But somehow Corrie had brought a Bible into that concentration. Somehow, if you read the story, it's like the guards' eyes were closed and she could bring a Bible into there and she would bring the hope of Jesus. Again, beauty in the ashes, in the hardest place, beauty can come from there. She even writes this comment, "To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover the prisoner was actually you." To see the beauty in the ashes of your own journey. In Isaiah 61:24, we read these words, "For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water onto you and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all of your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I just showed you three images, World War One and two from World War Two. I showed you Simpson and his donkey. I showed you Desmond Doss. I showed you Corrie ten Boom. The word I read earlier, out of the ashes, beauty coming out of ashes, oaks of righteousness. You and I can look at those people and see them as powerful symbolism of going against the ashes and seeing beauty come out, the oaks of righteousness, those that in the midst of the horrible place, they chose to make a difference. They chose to help and to rescue in that hard, hard place. See, God can change and transform anything. Sometimes we need to sit back and have a look how God is doing that change and that transformation. In December 2021, we had some major bushfires around Australia. So 2 years after the Black Summer bushfires, got some time-lapse video which shows the ashes changing into something beautiful. This was by Tom McGann. This is down on the coast. You'll recognize some of the places. But what I want you to look at is the trunks of the trees being blackened by the fire. And I want you to see the regeneration that happens when out of the ashes, beauty can come back again.
Thank you.
We need to see that there can be transformation through a very difficult time. The Australian bush is well known for some of our plants or some of our seeds will only open after bushfires come through. Beauty for ashes, this transformative time. You saw some of those trunks blackened, and then you can see that the bark is coming off. Those ashes that are on the bark is just being removed, and you see this new place coming through, this new hope coming in. When we have Anzac, we look at the wall of memorial. What do we see there? What do we see? Lots of poppies. Do any of you have an idea why we have poppies as the symbolism of coming in to Anzac? Excellent, Alan. You get a gold star today. Well done. Yes. On the fields of Flanders and the other fields, in the devastation of all the explosions, the bombs going off, they were fields of barley and wheat and other things previously until war came in, the bombs went off, and we found that the first flowers that grew were these poppies. Now, it's interesting to, they've done some research on this and why they came up in the first place, was the seeds of the poppies were apparently about 20 centimetres below the soil surface because the farmers had been ploughing for years and sowing seeds, wheats and barleys and other things like that. That when the bombs were going off, they were bringing the seeds back to the surface. And these were the native and natural seeds that sit there. They reckon that some of these seeds can sit dormant for 80, 100 years. And they're all coming up from all the movement of the earth. And they've given it a botanical term, which is disturbance recovery. That's the term they've given for disturbance recovery, disturbed ground, and then recovery. First thing to come up were these poppies. Out of the ashes comes something beautiful. Out of the ashes and the horror of those fields, something beautiful was coming up, and that's why it's as remembrance. When we look at Easter, we look at the cross of Jesus and we look at disturbance. Disturbed by what's happened to him. Disturbed by how they put him on the cross. The disciples and others watching on, disturbed by what was happening, and the ashes were there. We're seeing the ashes, the disturbance, the trouble, the chaos that's coming by having Jesus on the cross. But then 3 days later, we have the recovery. The recovery of Jesus rising again from the dead, giving us that hope, the beauty. Out of the ashes comes something beautiful. Out of the struggle comes something powerful. Out of the turmoil of Jesus and his death, we see restoration and recovery. Ashes for beauty. We see Mary coming to the tomb, finding the tomb empty, confused. In the ashes, in the struggle, Mary wondering what's happened. She sees a man early that morning and says to him, "Where's his body? What's happened? Have you taken his body?" The ashes of her turmoil and confusion. And then Jesus, who is standing there, turns and says, "Mary," in a way that only he could speak it. And then beauty comes. "Rabboni, master, teacher, my Lord." Out of the ashes of her struggle, we see beauty. She wants to hold on to him and not let him go. The disciple Peter comes to the tomb, looks in, doesn't see Jesus' body. And we read Peter was almost confused, pondered what's happened. And then we find when Jesus comes and gives him food by the Sea of Galilee, "Lord, Lord, you know I love you." Out of the ashes, confusion, empty tomb, beauty, "Lord, Lord, you know I love you." Cleopas, on the road to Emmaus, walking, Jesus turns up. Cleopas doesn't recognize Jesus. Walking along, Cleopas says to Jesus, "Don't you know all the things that's happened here in Jerusalem? Don't you know about this man whose great word and deed? Don't you know what's happened? We thought he was going to rescue Israel. Don't you know we're in the ashes?" And then Jesus comes to the house and breaks the bread. And all of a sudden, it's Jesus. And what does he say? "Weren't our hearts burning within us when we talked on this walk?" And then they ran for 7 miles back to Jerusalem. Got to tell everyone. Out of the ashes of confusion to the beauty of restoration and seeing Jesus who he is. Thomas, Thomas, I won't believe it till I see the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet and the hole in his side. I won't believe it. Evidence. Then a week later, Jesus standing there. What does he say? "My Lord and my God." Out of the ashes of "I won't believe it" to "my Lord and my God." And Saul, on the road to Damascus, has got letters to destroy the Christians, to wipe out the church, to be so zealous for the Lord, I'm going to make sure this cult of Christianity or these believers in this man, Jesus, I'm going to fix that up. I'm going to sort that out. Then Jesus coming, appearing to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And then when he gets prayed for with Ananias, the scales come off his eyes and goes out and preaches Jesus, the Son of God, straight away. Out of the ashes, beauty comes. Out of the pain and confusion, beauty comes. Out of your own place, out of your own ashes, out of your own confusion, beauty comes. And Now, some of you are aware, but I'll share this with you as if you're not so aware. My father was a soldier. My father was in battle a number of times. And there was moments where he would even tell us as kids that he even envied the ants. Do you understand what it means, envying the ants? When he was laying in the foxhole or a dugout area and the mortars are flying over, when you're laying and you can only push your nose into the ground as far as you possibly can to make yourself as low as you can, and you can see the ants can climb into a hole, that fear that holds, that prayer that holds, that place where you see the turmoil of war, you do things that you don't want to do, the ashes that you carry, the pain that you carry, and that place where forgiveness comes, where my father was real with his faith. And I would say that I am part of the beauty, not that I'm beautiful, but I'm part of the beauty out of the ashes of his turmoil, out of the ashes of his struggle with war and the things that he did in that war, that I, my sister and my brother, and our family and our legacy comes back to the faith that he carried, that the beauty of his faith coming through that struggle of war and suffering, restoration and hope, and the beauty that carries through. Beauty for ashes comes to you too. The legacy that you carry, the faith that you have in Jesus, who went before you, who showed you the faith in the Lord Jesus, who carried a flame of hope in your journey, who going through a horrible time in their own ashes has come out and shown that there is beauty out of that transformation. The gospel is the horrible part of Jesus and the cross, the ashes, and the beauty is his resurrection and his hope, which is life-giving and transformative for us. Thank you, Andrew. We need to understand it. You come to Jesus out of your ashes. He calls you. He's transformative over you because he brings hope out of the pain that is around us and the pain that you've been through. Please look towards Jesus. Recognize out of your own pain and struggle, he can change and transform you completely. And because of that, you can help others in their ashes to see this beauty that can come out of it. So above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, beauty from ashes. The Easter message is a place For many, a place of despair, and transformative to a place of hope. From a place of fire and burning and ash to a place of new life coming through. The symbolism of the poppy on the fields of pain and suffering. New life can grow out of something horrible. This weekend is Anzac, and we remember the beauty in the ashes. Remember those who have given the ultimate for each one of us. And we thank you, Lord. Jesus, you gave the ultimate for the whole world. And we thank you, Lord. May we recognize that, Lord Jesus, you can transform anything from the ashes to something beautiful. And we thank you for that. Amen.